Blog Talk Radio.
You bring stuff at live. It's important to us. Please leave the name, number, and reason for your call. We'll get right back to you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Now and then, but I pretend I'm doing fine when I'm about to lose my mind.
Nigga, I grew up fast, then blew up fast. Money falling out my pockets, I got too much cash. Can't fit nothing in her pocket, she got too much ass. Like, goddamn. Well, if you must ask, we from the school of hard knocks, but your crew cut class. Half white, but don't think I got a Ku Klux pass. When I'm up in the V, police be fucking with me. No sir, no license, all I got here is a fucking degree. Move along, cocksucker, ain't nothing to see. Unless you're talking blockbusters, you niggas is not Russell, you more Diggy. Me, I'm more Biggie, no diss to the young boy, I'm just rapping, get bored quickly. Just to make up for that line, invite them on tour with me. Show them the game, let them finagle these halls with me. Run through they doors with me, hit the Ritz-Carlton for the night. Leave them there with two dykes, probably change a nigga life, right? What up, Vanessa, I loved you that one semester. Thanks to my profession, I ball like Uncle Fester. Thinking about the board I used to have above the dresser. Half the shit I wrote down, I did it, it's old now. Got new goals, plus my money on my new bow. Funny how my old highs is suddenly my new lows. Tired of every chick saying she models for she swallows. So I only fuck with hat tricks. Bitches with a few goals. Bitches with a few goals. Hat trick, nigga. Niggas keep asking how I feel. Look, not even slightly interested in what your opinion is. I got a greater purpose than I hate a purpose. I'm a stack paper, hustle just to relax later. Serve niggas and bring change, that's the waiter's purpose. Look how I made them nervous, niggas is shaking, I know they faking. Okay, you a killer, right? And Miss Cleo's Jamaican, and Bob Marley is Haitian, and me and Beyonce dating, and Jesus Christ be hating. Got mad love from Satan for fucking annihilation while Megan Good is waiting. I'm the deadbeat father of your little brother. In other words, goddammit, I'm a bad motherfucker, it's cold. It's only right I brought back the soul. Y'all got way too electro, damn near techno. Halfway homo, way too metro. Hennessy XO, cold flow festo. Sound like Tribe Called Quest, me Steph Row. Learn something, boy, grow your ass up. Cheap nigga, if you was lick, I'd probably throw your ass up. Matter of fact, if you was grass, I'd probably mow your ass up. Last call for you old niggas, don't pour your last cup, it's cold. Yeah. Cold world. Nigga, he fucking, he's a bitch. He told me to talk shit to y'all niggas, told me to talk my shit. Dreamville in the building. I know what y'all want me to talk about, what y'all want me to discuss, but we'll get to that later, them bitch ass niggas. My nigga Big Sean in the building. My nigga Kanai on the beat. Y'all niggas got double cross.
Block
is not available. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, fuck that.
If you're satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message. Press 2 to erase and re-record. Press 3 to continue recording where you left off. Press 4.
Hello?
Are you still there? If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message. Press 2 to erase and re-record. Press 3 to continue recording where you left off. Press 4. Are you still there? If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message. Press 2 to erase and re-record. Press 3 to continue recording where you left off. Press 4. Sorry you're having trouble. Your message has been sent. Goodbye.
Hey, Todd Kett, are you there? Todd Kett. I see Gidget. Gidget, you there, right?
Yes, I'm here.
Is Top Cat not there?
No, that was his voice that came on.
Oh, that was his voice, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let me cancel that. I didn't know that was him. That's why I didn't cancel it out. Okay.
Yes,
Let's see. Calling Vienna.
Hello?
Hey, V.
Hey, what's up?
I thought I hit you on the phone a minute ago, but I didn't. I got Gidget on the phone.
Oh, hi, Gidget.
Hey, baby, how you doing? I don't have too much voice, so I hope y'all can hear me.
Yes, I can hear you. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm good, baby. I'm just fighting this whatever the hell I got. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? It could be the weather change, too.
No, I got an upper respiratory infection, but I don't know what's wrong with my voice.
Yeah, that'll do it. That'll definitely do it.
Yeah, my throat is not sore or nothing, but I don't know.
Oh, the poor baby. No, you got to take care of that, because otherwise it's going to get worse.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get some rest.
This is Top Cat right here.
Hello?
Hey, Top Cat.
Hey, what's going on? Who's there?
I got Gidget on the phone and Vienna's on the phone.
Wow. Right. That's right. That's right. Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Top Cat. How are you?
Okay.
I'm Mr. Webb. How you doing?
Hey, Gidget, what's going on now? I'm sorry. I forgot. I didn't expect that this meeting would last this long. Well, entertain them for a minute, baby. Yeah. Excuse me for just a minute, okay?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's going on, man? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. I thought you were talking to somebody else.
No. I stepped away from them.
Okay. I'm trying to get in touch with Blocks now.
Okay.
Yeah, let me get a hold of him right quick.
Okay.
I tried to call him up once, and he didn't pick up, so I'm going to try back right now.
So did you get the email this morning from
Lisa? Oh, you sent me an email today?
No. Did you get an email from Lisa this morning?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got one, too. It's
not
yes,
available.
I did.
Please leave a message after
the tone. I got one, too.
Okay.
You want me to call him?
Man, Block things there.
I'll call him. Hold on a second. I'm gonna try him on the other line. Hold on.
Okay.
Baby, your mama still coming down here?
Okay.
All right.
I see Top Cat, you're there.
Okay, I got him.
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't text. You text me a code. You didn't text me a number. You texted me a code.
No, brother, I just called your number twice. We got your
machine. I'm not talking about the phone. I'm talking about earlier.
I texted the information to the show. You got
anyway,
the same information as the other guy because I only sent one text message out.
What's up?
Check it out, man. Let me get my girl on the phone right quick. Let me call Tundra right quick and get her on the phone.
Hello. Yeah, I'm here. Was you saying about that email? Because I got the email, too.
Yeah, I was just wondering if it went, like, to everybody, you know.
What's up, Top Cat?
Hey, what's going on, bro? All
right. Get you on the phone, too?
Yeah. I like it.
Gidget's on the phone.
How you doing, Gidget?
Oh, hi. How are you?
All right.
Her voice is a little distorted, man. Her voice is gone because she has laryngitis or something. So her voice is not.
Hi, you've reached the voicemail of Sandra Meyer. I'm unavailable to take your call at the present time. If you would, please leave me.
Hello, Nigel. What you just get? Put a Pepsi in.
Okay. Okay. Check it out, guys. Everybody on the phone line, right? We
got
Deanna.
Hi.
Who? Hi. Where's who at, man?
Huh?
Oh, I thought you asked me where somebody was at. We got Deanna on the phone. We got Gidget on the phone. Tomcat and Blocks. I was trying to get Tundra on the phone, but maybe she'll call in while we're in the meeting. This is what I got going on so far. I talked to Tundra twice. I talked to her earlier today, and she said she was going to be in the meeting, so she's running a little late already, so we can wait on her and talk about whatever. But first of all, I'd like to get started.
Goodbye.
With prayer. So basically, I would like to get started. Does anybody want to pray?
No. Go ahead, see.
All right. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us together tonight. We're going to have another successful meeting with your help helping us out, man, because that's how we do it. We do it just like this. We like to bring you forth and put your name present in every conversation that we have. We like to make you bring you forth for every meeting that we have, because a meeting wouldn't be the same without you. So basically what we're going to do is we're going to go into this meeting and we're going to celebrate the name of your Lord. We're going to celebrate you every chance we get. I want to thank you for all the families on the phone right now, all the people on the phone right now. I want to bless their families. Thank you, God, for everything you do. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, now, what do we have first? Locks, where are you at on that proposal? Are you still waiting on me to get the information from Tundra?
Well, yeah, that's what she's the biggest part of that proposal right now. But if that even going to be a go at the casino, that's number one. And number two, the sponsorship from whether the female's going to Top Cat, that female, whether she's going to get involved with the sponsorship. But not the sponsorship, but the nonprofit or not.
Nonprofit, yeah.
Okay.
Line ringing. But
somebody's phone ringing is messing the conversation up because it's like staticky and all that.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello. Hey, y'all are off on me, guys. Tundra, and all the people here right now, and I was trying to get in touch with you, so we got you on the phone now. How you doing, Tundra?
I'm doing well.
Good, good. You got Vianna's on the phone line, you got Blocks on the phone line, you got Top Cat on the phone line, and you got Sister Gidget. She's on the phone line also. And these
okay.
are the people that I'm bringing forth to you to present them to you to basically do what we want to do down there at the Fitz Casino. So I'm gonna let Blocks holler at you first and let Blocks explain what we're looking for.
Okay, and I'm apologizing right now because I'm actually down on the casino floor. So,
oh, wow. I didn't know you were at work.
Yeah, I'm still at work.
Oh,
but
wow.
You're good.
Wow. Okay. Well, we're not going to keep you long, Tundra. It's only going to take a few minutes for you. So I'm going to let Block holler at you so you can off the phone and go back to work.
Okay.
Okay, how you doing?
I'm good.
All right. What's the procedures of right now we're putting together a tour, an unsigned artist tour as well as a major headliner for the tour, and to get some of these untalented artists, you know, to get exposure in different markets and help them, you know, for our fan base and everything with a major artist. I'd like to know what the procedures in us, you know, maybe collaborating and bringing the talent to the casino to perform, and then will there be a rental fee, anything of that nature, or we can you know, would the casino sponsor the event, or?
I know you got a lot of ores, so let me. I think.
Go ahead.
I think what's happening is that normally what you do is you submit to me in writing what it is that you want to do, okay? And then once you do that, if it's something that's something too big for the casino, we can always do something with the river park, which is located, like, right outside, maybe, like, within walking distance from the casino. And, you know, you just submit something to me in writing, and then we get together and see, you know, what's good, what's not good. Then the legal department kind of gets in to make sure that, you know, your orders are pretty much getting what they need and what they want and what you want. And, you know, I need to know if you want to sell tickets, you know, things like that, things that are very important. Anything that you can do, like if you were at another venue, is what I'll kind of like need to know.
Okay, so basically that the casino wouldn't get involved with the event? Would the casino get involved with the event?
The casino would get involved with the event. It's just that I would like to see in writing exactly what it is that you're proposing. And then
man, we'll get that sent to her email account. Then she'll look at it, and then she'll tell us what's up. So that's what she's waiting on.
Caesar, let her talk. I can understand her talking.
Okay. So you go on and ask her a question.
Okay, and as far as dates, can you give us somewhat as far as dates, any dates, the availability as far as in October?
I think Caesar told me that you all were looking at the 19th of October.
That weekend, that Friday or Saturday.
Exactly, and we don't have any events planned right now.
So that's
why it's important for you to go on and get it to me so that, you know, if it's something that we're going to do and it's feasible, then we need to go on and get it on the book so, you know, nothing books over you.
Okay, and also, would y'all help with promotions too, or that will be, you know, far as with us?
You said, would we handle the promotion part of it?
Yeah, would y'all get involved with the promotions part also, if y'all were to get involved with the event?
We would actually advertise for the event, especially with you coming in to the casino. And the reason we do that is because sometimes what happens is that we involve our VIP players. So once you start bringing artists into the casino, we have people who sometimes, you know, they want to do like a meet and greet or something like that. So
absolutely.
You know, so we
And as far as an R&B act, what was the last R&B act that y'all had there that you can remember?
Well, we actually, when you say R&B, are you talking young R&B or older?
Either both.
R&B.
Give me one.
Well, we actually have the Manhattans coming, I think, within a couple of weeks.
Okay.
We had the Whispers. We don't have a lot of young acts, and the reason why is because sometimes you put them in and it's hard to sell, especially if your audience is not over 21, and considering the fact that we are, you know, everything or anybody has to be over 21 in order to be a part of the event. So, you know, that's the only issue that you would have is that if you bring in an artist that caters to, you know, people under 21 or whatever, then you're going to have a difficult time.
Now, as far as the casino concerned, what is your normal age bracket as far as consumers come there?
Our normal consumers are maybe between the ages of 45 to 65.
Okay. Now, when you do shows like with the Manhattans and the Whispers and things of that nature, what is the normal, like a rough figure as far as ticket price?
Normally around 35, 45. But normally, like with the Manhattan, that's going to actually be like a VIP event. So
okay.
We're talking about like 500 maybe of our best players in a place, but we're going to actually put on a concert for them. So,
okay.
You know, it's kind of one of those things.
Okay, and
in the process of looking for an RBF, I think maybe around August or September or so.
Okay, oh, that's cool too. Okay, now what's the capacity of that Riverside?
I'm not completely sure as far as the square footage is concerned, but actually at our place we can actually seat about 860 people inside. That's with the stage and what have you.
Okay, cool. Okay,
that's cool.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And do y'all promote y'all events on the radio, or y'all do your own in-house marketing promotion?
Absolutely. Yeah, we actually do our own inside marketing.
Okay.
And that pretty much works for us because, like I said, you know, being a casino, you have people, you know, once we publish it and what have you, then it's pretty much out there.
Okay.
So,
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. That's all I have to answer right now. You pretty much answered what I wanted to know. Okay. Next person.
I'm good. I heard everything I needed to hear.
Who's that? Top Cat?
Yeah, I heard everything.
Oh, Vienna?
I'm good.
Okay, Gidget?
Oh no, I'm good. I'm just taking notes.
Okay. How about you, Aziz?
I'm good too.
Okay. Yeah, I appreciate that, Miss Tundra. Definitely, I'll get that proposal to you no later than it'll be in your box by Monday. That's about to be for the weekend is over with.
Okay. That'll be
okay. So you want a letter first, or you want a proposal, or you want a letter first?
I would like to get a proposal. You don't necessarily have to send me a letter. Just send
okay.
me a proposal that that entails everything that you're looking to do there, and then we'll just start it from there.
Okay. And you said y'all trying to do something in August, September, you said?
We're actually reaching out to one person right now, but I know that in our marketing meeting the other day we talked about trying to get a really good R&B act. And so, you know, it's not a whole lot out there to choose from right now, but, you know, like I said, if you get that proposal to me, the sooner you get it, the better.
All right, gotcha. Well, you might get it tonight in your email, then. That's cool.
Okay, that'll be cool. I'll actually pull it up and look at it tomorrow. And if I don't get it tonight, then as long as I have it by Wednesday and Thursday for sure.
Okay. I'm connected to a lot of artists, major artists. So what I'll do is I'll put a couple of names in there. So you could
okay.
be a variety of names because I'm not sure which one we're going to go with yet until actually I get a date and how things get finalized. So I'll put a couple of names in there and do it like that. See,
okay.
see how we're coming
and
at it.
In your proposal, and I'm pretty sure that you will, but just make sure, you know, from a sponsorship standpoint, what it is you would like for us to do. And then if not from a sponsorship standpoint, if you are looking for us to partner with you, to bring someone in, then, you know, we need to know the cost and we need to know, you know, things like that. So,
all right.
And if
so
I basically, I'll call you.
So basically,
okay.
I'll give you two sponsors, same thing, or two different sponsorships, one without the sponsorship and one with the sponsorship.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Cool.
Thank you, Tundra.
You all are very welcome. I'm sorry that I'm downstairs, so I do apologize for that. But
hey, Tundra.
If you can talk to us.
I'm going to let you go, man. I'll call you back tomorrow. I'll talk to you tomorrow if you're not busy, all right?
Yeah, that would be cool.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, Caesar, this Chop, you guys.
Yes, sir.
I got to return to the other meeting, but I want to answer Block's question. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
In terms of the nonprofit, I need the exact same thing. I need to see the proposal.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay.
I got you, Tata.
Okay. There's one other thing, though, Block. If you send the proposal out prior to me seeing it, okay, I mean, I'm hoping that you don't send the proposal to the casino before I've had a chance to see it.
No, I'm not.
Right.
Everybody's going to get a copy of it before you even go anywhere.
Okay, and I'll look at it immediately. But, yeah, it's not going to be a problem. I'm looking for the
second. What I need for you to Top Cat, I want you to email me a brief description of that nonprofit. What they do. Brief description of what they do, what they offer. That's what I need you to do. The fastest you can get that to me, the fastest I can get on time for. Because you already got the sponsorship already done. That's the part I'm missing out of it.
Okay, well, I'll just get her to send me the charter. And you'll take
okay.
That's, you know, I mean, that's no problem.
Gotcha.
No problem.
Gotcha.
Okay. And, I'll have that in the morning.
So, actually, that just she really kind of, like, switched the whole thing around kind of, like, as far as the age bracket. So, that's cool. That's cool, too. So, I know how to go at it now.
Yeah, that's real cool.
So if they like the Manhattans and Whispers and all that, then I can call shoot, that's even better.
Yeah.
Okay. I got you.
All right. Hey, Block, call me in the morning, man, like the other day, you know, like 7, 8 o'clock.
Right.
I got to get back to this other meeting. See, Gidget, Bianna.
Email that to me tonight, Top Cat.
All right. I will.
All right. Okay.
All right. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night, Top Cat.
Hello?
Everybody still here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what did y'all think? What's y'all take on everything?
Everything sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
So the ticket prices, that sounds reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question if you don't mind.
Okay.
Because I'm really familiar with the process, but if I'm not mistaken, I was taking notes, and I think she said that her facility holds about 800 people.
Yeah, that's one of them. That's just one of them.
Okay. So are we talking about maybe doing multiple shows? You know, like some people have like a first show, a second show, or a day show, and an evening show.
Well, that depends on. That would really depend on. How did if they were to let us do that? Because from what I know at casinos, that bringing artists through, some of them do two shows on one night, but some of them do back to back nights.
Right.
So,
and the reason why I asked is because I know that when Caesar was talking last week, he was talking about a much larger audience than 800 people. Because I think I remember. Numbers like 35 and 5,000. So I was just wondering when you have a venue that is that small compared to that casino.
So you know every venue is gonna be different size. But Caesar brought that one up first. I guess he has he got ties to her, you know, and that'd be a good look on everybody, kind of like if. Because we're not really doing it on a small level. It's not a club venue. It's not your average club venue.
Well, I mean, that's a level.
Now, say for example, like, we do an event there, right, and it's successful and everything. And say like we go to the House of Blues, it wouldn't be hard to get in the House of Blues because they see that we're not just your average people doing events. They'll look at it differently. There's somebody who just want to come in and do an event.
Okay, and where is that? What city is the casino located in?
It's in Tunica, Mississippi.
Okay.
It's in Tunica. So basically, it's not far from here. It's like about, hour and 30 minutes from where I live at. It's like about 30 minutes from Tupelo, 30 minutes from Memphis.
Oh, okay. 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 That's the casino they were telling me about. Oh, snap. Okay. Yeah, I know a lot of people from Memphis to go there. Okay.
And what's the name of it, Peter?
It's called the Fitz, F-I-T-Z.
Okay.
Let me ask a question. Hold on a second. So being that they're interested and you got those packages, shouldn't you up the prices a little bit more if they want to sponsor on the whole entire thing?
What I was going to do on that part, I was going to start because I don't want to run them away because it's like right now we got like somewhat up ahead because we know what they're looking for right now. And looking to do something in August or September, so I hate to really jump out there and then they like, nah, they okay. Because we don't know how they operate.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to do the sponsorship package, like the lowest one, maybe like maybe 5,000 be the lowest one.
Right.
5,000, anywhere from 5,000 to 15,000.
Yeah.
Because she told me she said two of them, so I'll do one at 5,000. I mean, one with the sponsorship, then the other one I do as a partner and up on the event. She wanna see the difference between both sponsorships, one with the packages and one without. The one without is the one that if they would want to partner up, what would they be receiving out of it?
Right.
So do you have anybody in mind that you are thinking about getting to perform?
Well, I have a lot of artists. Now that I know that the age bracket that comes there, I will go to cater to like artists around at least 30 and over crowd. I wasn't going to get no artist younger than 30 because I see that she's pulling 800. If that video holds 800, I'm quite sure I don't know what the average, capacity that they got coming out for the event. But if they pull the people like the Manhattans and Whispers and all that, I'm quite sure they're packing the house out. Because that's like that. That's, they packed the house out. So I was thinking of more of like, wow. Let me see, off the top of the head, I would say, let me see, that is it. I would say somebody, Aaron Hall, that'd be one. Johnny Gill would be another one. I got Asset. Say that again.
By himself, Johnny Gill.
Yeah.
By himself.
Yeah, be by himself. The all exclusive show by himself. Tank.
Brother, can I say something?
Go ahead.
We need somebody like BB King. We're looking at somebody like that. We need somebody like.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Bobby
Blue Band. I didn't know. I didn't know what age bracket you want to go at. Don't forget.
I could have told you that, brother. I go there. I've been to the shows. I know what kind of clientele they bring in there. I've been to the Tina Turner show. They brought her there. They had Marvin C's there. They do a lot of stuff like that, man. They do old school. They don't do anybody new. I wasn't interested in doing anybody new there. That's why me and Top Cat were talking about R&B, because a casino, they're not interested in rap stuff, and they're not interested in any of the reggae stuff because they know nothing about that. This is the old crap. I go there, man. I'm a VIP member. I'm one of those members that go in there and spend like $10,000, $20,000, $30,000. That's me. That's what I do. And I go there and win the same amount of money. So if you want to know, I could tell you that right now. They're looking for old school.
Throw some names out there. I've got Heat Wave Stylistics. I got BB King too. Okay.
BB King, all right. He will turn the show out, man.
BB King, he's not even available. He's on tour right now. BB King not doing nothing. He's not doing nothing right now under $1 million a show.
Yeah, I know.
He's on tour.
A beautiful show. I mean, I went to see them in the Shavites and Bloodstone, and they did
I got all the old school acts like that. But I mean, I'm glad y'all telling me this now, because I didn't know like which angle to go at, because you know I'm looking at the age range. So she said 40. I think she said what, 45?
No, she said
40.
40? No, she said something about 30. Yeah, 37 and better.
Okay, 37 and up. So I was really going like a cater to artist. Okay, that's cool. Okay. Y'all need to throw a couple names at me now, so I got a pen right now that I can make some calls.
Well, you can holler at Tank if you want.
Okay, that's cool. Give me more of the older ones than that.
Older ones?
Yeah, Silk Shy, things like that, or older?
A little bit older.
Okay, I got Stylistics, Heatwave, Shylights.
The Shylights, that's great. Now you're naming names that I can tell you right now that I know will go over. And that won't go over, but the Tundra is talking about the flyers for the VIPs. They send out stuff to me all the time for free. I can go to any of these shows for free. And
what about the Delphonics?
Delphonics, that will all work, man. They're all old school. So, yes, anybody old school will work.
Okay. All right. I got an idea now. Okay.
You can even get the Temptations. They not working.
Oh, they not working?
Temptations is...
Huh?
Go ahead. What'd you say?
They're not working right now.
Who's not working right now?
The Temptations.
Why you say that?
I'm saying they're not on tour or anything right now, because I follow Otis all the time, and they're not doing nothing right now.
Hmm.
I didn't hear what you said.
What'd you say, Caesar?
I said I didn't hear what you guys said. I had to click over for a minute.
Oh, she said something about the Temptations.
Yeah, she said the Temptations aren't working now?
Not right now.
Matter of fact, I got
let me go. I don't know what to do. Hey, man, you got names right now that you called out that we could use any one of those names, including the Temptations. What we need to do is find out which one is the cheapest and which one is available for October the 19th, because I already picked the date out.
Well, I already know Temptations is not cheap. I already know that for sure.
Okay.
El DeBarge, Chico DeBarge.
Yeah, Philip Bailey. Yeah, people like that.
Howard Hewitt.
Yeah.
Okay. What's his name? We were just talking about him the other day. Charlie Wilson.
Now you're talking casino. Charlie Wilson.
All right.
They always have to be him.
All right. I got somebody for you.
I think Charlie Wilson will be the guy. The whole bunch you just named, Charlie Wilson will be the one. And she said the Temptation. I know the Temptation will be, but Charlie Wilson will be the one.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
He might even bring somebody else with him because Charlie Wilson don't travel alone, so he might even bring somebody with him.
I'm loading my computer up real quick.
All right, now she said that the ticket sales, okay, wait a minute. She said that the ticket sales were 35, generally between 35 and what?
She said 25 and 35, 45. It goes to 25 to 45. That's usually what they get.
Okay. Tell us she said 35 to 45.
Well, she made a mistake because they do charge 25. So it's $25 to $45 is what they charge for a ticket price on the concert they have.
All right, now let me ask you a question, Caesar. When you go over there and you see the shows, are people sitting? Is there seating available, or is everyone standing up?
It is available. No one's standing. You have no one in the auditorium standing. That's like a rule they got.
Okay.
So the 800 she's saying, that's all seating area.
Exactly.
Mm.
So
that
was
nice,
so.
Very nice area also.
All right, because she said she was looking for, you know, for venues for August and September. Should we change the date for September instead of October?
Well,
we should do it in
September. We'll do one early, and then we'll still do the same thing in October. I mean, they're not doing anything. Listen to what I'm saying. The casino is not really doing anything. Their only guy they talk to is basically they talk to people in the street, like me, for instance. I went there and basically I was like, we brought the Players Club down there. So with that being said, I already know what the market looks like. I already know what they're looking at. I already know what the people are going to want. And they want the whole school. So you're talking about the Players Club. Now, Archbishop Magic Don Juan, everybody knows what he does. Now he's a bishop doing his thing in a church. But they know what he does, man. Everybody knows what he does. He still has his women. He's still making money. He's still hanging with rappers. He still does his thing. I can't really say it because we're on Blog Talk, but he's still doing his thing, you know? So he's still doing the same old thing that he was doing back in the early 70s and the early 60s. So it's not going to change. But what I will say is if we stick to somebody like old school artists, then we can make a lot of money. I mean, $800 seats, that doesn't sound like a lot. But if you're charging $45 a ticket, guess what?
Yeah.
You just get into a pricey event.
And that's not even counting VIP.
Right, that's not counting the front row seats, the first five rows. That's not counting that. But what she was trying to tell you guys, they give away a lot of tickets also. But that's on them. That's not on us. All we need to do is come up with a sponsorship package and give a Tundra and let her make her decision on which one she wants to do. I already know what they would do, man. I already knew they were going to work with us. That's why I said we need to call the Fits up and probably do something there because I was going to do something there anyway without you guys. I'm just letting you know. I was going to do something there anyway without everybody. But I would rather do it with you guys because now it's like, okay, we got a lot of soldiers out there, and the soldiers are going to make it happen because one person can't do it by themselves.
Right. Okay.
So we got soldiers now, and I like that. I like that five soldiers, five ways. That's great. So the pie is sliced into six ways now since we're bringing the casino aboard. That's a six-way split. So what we need to do is keep everything reasonable. So at the end of the night, we want to spend out maybe $10,000 to an artist and then another $20,000 to the casinos. I don't want to do that. I would like to see that money put in our pockets, like everyone's on the phone that was on the phone, I like to see that money go into our pockets. You know, I would like to see that. So that's what we need to focus on.
So you know what I was just thinking? You know,
yeah.
If we were to bring an artist each, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's, if we don't do that, that would eliminate cost, period. Because you figure we still have to pay the artists. We still have to, you know, accommodate them with the airfare, hotel accommodations, ground transportations, and that costs.
I already pretty much know as far as certain artists, I already know their prices already, and I probably can even talk them down. But I pretty much know on certain artists.
No, but I'm talking about the opening acts, though.
Right. Well, look, this is what we got to do with the opening acts. Since we already know we can't really use rappers, then if you don't have an old school artist, I mean, like somebody that does R&B, then I probably wouldn't bring them on this trip. That's just me. That's what I would say.
And then you would what?
I probably wouldn't bring a young person on this trip because it wouldn't benefit them and it wouldn't fit you.
Exactly, because it's catering to, you know, it's catering to the old crowd.
You're looking at older generation. You're looking at 35 to 45 and on up. I'm telling you, you're going to see a lot of old people there because basically that's who gambles, man. Don't know young people gamble. If young people could gamble, guess what? It will be a lot of nuisance in the casinos, and you'll see a lot of casinos shutting down. So they can't gamble like that. They don't even you got to be 21 to enter one. And then on top of that, if you're in there acting a fool, showing your tail out, they're gonna put you out. That's the rules.
Y'all remember the group called All for One?
Think about them.
No, not for this. No songs even cover a concert. Do they have enough songs to do a concert?
They came out with a new album a year and a half ago. I did the whole promo tour about a year and a half ago.
This is what you need to do then, brother. You need to check out what areas they're touring at. You need to check out
It was all on radio. No, they got radio play the whole nine. I'm sitting
like
here.
Like I said, the Dale Phonics will work and Charlie Wilson will work. I know those two will work in Tunica, Mississippi, because Tunica is like right next door to the blues area. Memphis, Tennessee is known for blues, if you guys didn't know that. They're known for blues. B.B. King has a restaurant in Memphis right now that's doing really well, and it's a blues club. You got a lot of artists. Ivy Hay has a club down there, also a restaurant, and it's doing well. So if he was alive, we could bring him down and he would do great also. But he's not alive. So basically what we need to do is stay focused on the older crowd because, like I said, from 35 to 45, that's my age bracket, and that's Gidget's age bracket. I don't know about the rest of you, but that's our age bracket. So I know what I'm talking about. I know that would sell pretty good. I know we could sell out the whole entire auditorium that night.
I would stick with Charlie Wilson, though.
Depends on the relationship that you got with these people. That's a different.
I'm
connected. I'll just put you like that.
All right, cool.
I'm sitting here. I'm going to throw these names at y'all in a second. And just... Daggone thing, you messed me up. Charlie Wilson, I had to write that one down. How were you with? Let me write him down too.
And you got to focus on somebody around the southern areas that already done the southern areas. Like I can tell you right now, a lot of those names you've been calling out, they haven't been down in the south. So But Charlie Wilson, I know he's been down. I know he's done shows in Tupelo, Mississippi. So he's been down his way. The Manhattans, they've been in the South. The Stylists, they've been in the South. So I know those guys work.
And you know
the Dale Funnicks have been at the casino. They've been at one of the casinos. I can't think of which one. I think it was the Horseshoe or the I think it was the Horseshoe they've been to. Or what is it? Stardust. It's either one of those casinos they've been to already. But you know, I know it still would turn it out because it sold out then.
All right, I'm gonna throw these names at you. Old school. Melissa Morgan, Mickey Howard, Phil Perry. Jesse Powell, the Intruders, the Floaters, I got Howie Yoder, got Charlie Wilson name down.
What about the Dramatics? Are they still?
And I got them to the Dramatics, the Marvelettes. How about Lenny Williams?
Yeah, Lenny Williams would do it.
Okay.
This is what I would do if I was you, Blocks. I would talk to each one of them and see how low you can get the lowest one. And if you get the lowest one to decide to say that, you know, it's a go.
Basically, everybody that I'm naming you, I can get around the same price.
What price is that?
I'd get them under 10.
Okay. That's good, then. I understand that. That's good.
I got some more names. I'm just looking.
We have 37 minutes, man.
So 7 minutes?
No, we have 37 minutes right now.
Okay, cool.
I think El DeBarge would work, too.
Oh, shoot. Let me write them down.
El DeBarge would work. Yeah, they would work.
El DeBarge would work. El DeBarge, Chico DeBarge.
I know they don't want much because they can't want much.
Yeah, exactly.
What about Al Green? What is he doing?
Oh, El Green? Yeah, but you're talking about a lot of money for El Green. El Green's
yeah,
not
Al Green.
Yeah,
Al Green is not cheap. Al Green's still dropping. He's still dropping records.
And El Green's still selling records right now.
What about Al B. Sure, Christopher Williams?
Al B. Sure, Christopher Williams? Yeah.
No, you know what? Al B. Sure, not really. If that won't cater. I mean, it would, but...
I'm sorry. LB Sure was sale down here. You're not talking about New York. This is the South, man.
I know about it, but I'm just saying. I mean, like, you know, we're throwing out names as far as like stylistics. You know, we're throwing out names as far as Charlie Wilson and so forth. That's all old school. You know what I'm saying? LB Sure is a little bit more newer than that.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. LB Sure had a hot song that these people are still singing. They're still playing the radio.
They still playing that song out there?
You know, these people down here, man, they're not even caught. They're nowhere near where you guys are at, man. They're nowhere near Texas. They're nowhere near you, Vienna. These guys are really stuck in the old school, like LB Sure. They stuck in that area, man. They stuck in that time frame, man. I know that because I play music. I'm a DJ.
I feel like, you know what? If that's the case, why don't we just get Stevie B? If they're stuck in that era.
Who was that?
Stevie B was in the LB Sure era. He's a freestyle artist. But you don't want to go that route because you want to go with, you know, we want to go with the older crowd.
Right.
You know, Stevie B is still selling out concerts. He's the one that sang Spring Love and all, and I don't know, a whole bunch of other stuff. But he was in the I'll Be Sure era.
How about Peaches and Herb?
That's a good
Peaches.
One.
Herb, they would do it. They would make it down here.
They would do it, too.
And how about Phil Perry?
Yeah, he would make it down here. And I know he can't want that much. He probably won't pass out.
How about Mickey Howard?
Mickey Howard would do it.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Mickey Howard would do it.
And Gene Carter would, too.
Who was that?
Who?
Gene Carter.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know Gene
Carter? Yeah, I know.
He's like maybe Aretha of soul.
I can't place the name. I probably know the song though.
Mm. Look, man, you have enough names that you can pick through with the ones we already kind of like told you what we'll go for in the South. Just pick them out, man.
Betty Wright needs a job.
Betty Wright wants too much. I can tell you that right now because we did Betty Wright already, and she wants too much money. But like you said, if you know them, then you know you probably can get them for a good price. But what you can do is pick out
Jesse Powell. Jesse Powell work down there.
Yeah, that'll work down here also. Hey
okay.
Man, look, instead of calling names out, why don't you just pick six names? Six or seven names, and put them on a put them in your email and send them to Tundra and let her decide on which one will bring the crowd because she knows
right.
Will bring the crowd.
I got you.
Yeah, let's do that. And then when she makes that decision, she'll call you back and let you know, and then you know what you got to do. Then you got to check and find out and see if you can get them. What we need to do. It's just do it maybe on the 19th and the 20th. Sister said, we need to do it two nights in a row because one night ain't gonna. If one night's successful, I can tell you right now, the second night's just as successful because you got some people that can come out on a Friday that can't come out on a Saturday and vice versa.
That's very true. Very, very true.
And since they're going to help us out, then I think we need to do two nights. And then once we see how that's going, then we can make our decision what we want to do in October.
And she said she want to do that in August, September.
Right.
So I guess we could just do shows once a month or just twice a month over there.
Yes,
depending on how it goes. Who knows? We could probably do it every weekend.
I would say no, not every weekend. But, hey, I like the once a month thing. That's pretty good.
Yeah, no, once a month is good, if that's reasonable.
Yeah, that sounds reasonable. And then,
I'm going to throw one more name out there, Tony Terry.
Yeah, Tony Terry do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll buy all the tickets myself to hear him sing.
That's my personal, I got music on Tony Terry for my artist. Okay.
Send me a song? Can you send me When a Man Cries?
Don't say. Oh my gosh.
Okay. I'll sing with Tony Terry, and I won't even charge y'all.
So you do it for free?
I sing it for free, baby.
Wow.
Yes, I would.
I guess.
You would. I don't know what you're talking about. Skin still in, baby. I don't know what you're talking about.
But I can tell you what's going to make a difference, though. Now, if they partner up with this, is she still going to charge us for that venue?
No, man. Why would she do that? I mean, listen. They're not going to do that.
I'm gonna tell you. You can't say that. You cannot say that. You cannot say they won't do that. You cannot say that because you don't know. You don't know. But I can tell you what's.
We just did an event down there, brother. We just did an event down. You feel me? We just did an event down there.
So you did an event there already?
We done an event there, man. I know what they're doing. That's why you think I got the recommendation to do another one, man?
I'm not saying that. That's not what I'm saying. But that's not what I'm saying. If I don't know, I'm going to ask questions if I don't know.
Cool, man. That's the only way you can learn. But this is why I'm telling you about Tundra. I know Tundra personally. She is a VIP promoter. She's the one.
Yeah, it's all good.
She's the one that will give you your rooms, give you your transportation, give you whatever you need to make you happy the weekend that we go there. She's going to be the one to put you on a computer to put the stuff behind your name, which you're supposed to get. We'll have promotional packages. They got promotional packages there. And I'm going to ask her for that because that's something that you get for gambling at the end of the night when everything is over. They'll make sure we got promotional packages.
Now,
$100 to $150, whatever Tundra decides to do, whatever they're going on that weekend, whatever they're doing, then you will be part of it. So I can tell you that.
Yeah,
so everybody on this phone line that was on the phone, all five of us will have suites.
I'm just waiting on. But I need you to do when we hang up, get in touch with Tomcat, tell him over the information. Because I need that. That's a
meeting right now, bro.
No. I know. Yeah, but I want you to email because he said he was going to do it when he get off to do it tonight. Send it to me.
Right.
I want you to remind him to send that to me because I want to
I'll
rearrange that.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's one of the main parts.
Okay.
What's your name? You can call me Will, Giddy. You can call me Will.
Okay. I want to be helpful, so, you know, just let me know what you want me to do. There's not anything I really can't do, but, you know, you give me an assignment, I'll run with it. I got you. You know.
Well, the main thing is, once I put this sponsorship together, and I'm gonna get everybody a copy so you can check it out and stuff. And before she even get it, I want to touch it up if it needs to be. And basically, they say shoot out to get sponsors. You know, because whether they get involved or not, we can still get sponsors anyway.
Right.
So also. What about pre-booking? Like, for instance, if we're planning to do this show in Tunica, whether it be August or September or whether it be in October, should we or should we not? I'm just asking. Plan for the next venue.
Yeah, that's going to be October. Regardless, I still want to do it in October regardless.
Okay, so my question is, should we be kind of preparing for the next venue? And I'm saying...
Yeah, you should. Answer the question.
Exactly.
Yes, you should. Right.
Exactly.
We're going
to
be... every week. We have one meeting every week. I'm just letting everybody know that now. We have one meeting every week. So if you guys can't make the meeting, then you need to let somebody know up front if you can't make the meeting. Because this is serious to me. I'm just letting everybody know on the phone, this is real serious. I take this real serious.
I'm going to send everybody a confidentiality form. Everybody sign a confidentiality form. So whatever we talk about stays between us, don't get outside of this circle. And also, I'm going to send everybody a form as far as what everybody's going to be receiving, whether the hotel get involved or not. For us percentage wise, so everybody understand they're on the same page. And I don't do no business without no contracts with nobody.
Okay, well, if you really want to keep it confidential, then Caesar. We can't put it on Blog Talk because every time
you
schedule.
This is it, man. This is only Blog Talk.
No. We talk about the business. We talk about the personal
business. This is only Blog Talk we're gonna do, baby. This is it. From now on, what we need to do is we need to come up with a group telephone number because we can find a conference number. We need to get a new number.
I got one. Yeah, I got one. I gave it to you.
Okay.
I didn't know that you was on your Blog Talk. Okay, I didn't know that.
That was just for this. I thought everybody was
all
right.
Okay.
Yeah, just for this.
Yeah, I got one though.
Yeah.
And so everything we talk about stays between us, because it'll be certain information that I'll be releasing, so vice versa with y'all. And I don't tell my business out to anybody. I don't give my connections up to anybody. Like that, so.
Man, I feel you. We got that, then, because I'm the same way. But what we need to do is I'm talking.
Somebody, I heard two voices.
Yeah, that was Gidget, right?
Yes.
What'd you say, Gidget?
Go ahead, Gidget.
No, I'm just saying that if there was anything that confidential, you would probably want to do a massive email to everyone versus discussing it on a phone line.
No. You're gonna get a contract. It's gonna be a contract. No, there's nothing's gonna be talked about until this has got back to me. I won't even talk.
Oh, okay.
I won't even say anything.
Okay, I'm just saying I specialize in confidentiality, so I'm just.
Oh. Well, if you got something, I already got something already drawn up. I can email it to y'all right now.
Okay, that's fine.
I keep them on deck.
Okay.
If you got one too, you can look at mine. I'll look at yours. It doesn't matter. I just want a confidentiality form signed. Everybody.
Okay, no problem. So is that going to be the name of it? It's just the Back to the Future 2K?
12.
Yeah. I thought that's what we agreed on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying as far as the organizational piece of it.
Yeah, that's the name of it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the name of it.
Okay.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get my people – and you can get your person also. You can get your girl. What's her name? Marie.
Who?
Marion. Oh, her phone hung up. I'm sorry. Let's see, because she has a girl that does graphics also.
Now, what I'm going to do with these sponsorship packages, I pretty much already know what these prices are going for all these people I name. I'm looking at these. Hello?
No, I'm calling Gidget back.
Oh.
I'm here.
Hey, Gidget.
Yeah, I'm here.
Sister Mary.
Oh, Marilyn, uh-huh.
Yeah, and ask her if she could come up with something as far as a logo for give her the name and come up with something as far as a logo with that name. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to get in touch with my people. I got two artists. I'm going to get in touch with both of them and tell both of them to come up with something. Whoever has the best one, that's the one we'll use.
Okay, yes, sir.
Cool.
Anybody got any suggestions as far as the sponsorship?
I don't know what you guys got going on, but I got a few people in mind that I'm going to call up.
No, I'll talk about
the local radio station.
Get the sponsorship. What we need to do, this is what we need to do. We need to come up with a website. That's the first thing we need to do. The second thing we need to do is basically, you said you're going to put them in your magazine, blocks, you're going to put them in your magazine?
Yeah, that's gonna be in Foster Bay.
Okay. I know two other guys that have magazines. So I already talked to them. Both of those guys, they said they're gonna put them in the magazines also. So the what we're gonna do is for the guys that are you're gonna use their magazines to help us out. We're gonna put them on the website for free. That's how we're gonna play that. Anybody wants to help us out will do whatever they want. If they can do something big like a limo company, if we get a limo company involved, which we're going to, I can tell you that right now. We're gonna have to get a limo company involved. The limo company, I'm gonna talk to my guy Larry in Tupelo, and there's a person that Tundra knows already in Memphis. So we're gonna talk to both of those guys and see what kind of prices we get for limo rides. Now, anything else as far as putting them on the website, putting them in the magazines, putting them on the radio station with a commercial, me and Vienna will get a commercial set up for them, so they'll have a commercial. So that's another thing they'll be getting.
That's already in the sponsorship already.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. What you say?
No, I said that's in the sponsorship already too. And now, no, so you want me to add in the sponsorship as far as limousine transportation?
Yeah, we'll put that in also.
All right.
I have a name. What about Santana? Carlos Santana.
Do what now?
Carlos Santana.
Wow, that's crazy, but I mean, that'll work, but, man, Santana's got to be a lot because he's still making music to this day, and he's still hot.
Yeah, he's up there.
Yeah,
he's
I know
still he's hot.
Up there.
He makes the girls hot, too.
Let me find out, Gidget.
I'm a single woman, so I can say that. Hey.
I hear that.
Wow.
I'm letting
you know. So you're
going to let it be known? Carlos Santana. I'll do me some Santana for real.
Hey, check it out, man. We're on Blog Talk. You know that, right?
I know one thing. I'm a real woman. I know that. I ain't on the low down either.
You know,
I'm a woman. I like men.
I got you.
Whatever. But I did forget. Thank you for reminding me.
No, we're gonna take this and put it somewhere. We're gonna archive this, man. We're not gonna have it online for anybody to listen to. So
wow, that's crazy. Oh, please don't let nobody hear that. Oh my God.
Yeah, I know you did.
Ooh-wee. That would be a great, great show.
That would be.
They'd be like, Sister Gibson, I heard you talking about me. And I'm like, but you know, I'll keep it real on nation building, shoot. I don't care. I love men.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. I feel you.
That's real.
That's the reason why what?
I just say that's real.
Oh, okay. Okay.
What woman
hey,
does it?
V.
Yeah.
Are you still there?
I'm here. I'm listening.
You're not saying anything. What's up? What you got going in your mind?
No. I'm just there's a lot of things going in my mind after Gidget talking about Santana. I mean, you know, got my mind in the gutter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, Santana and Tommy Terry. Oh my God, really?
Wow.
Wow.
That's funny.
Yeah, that is funny.
Oh my God, Tommy Terry and
I'm just thinking about this whole entire show.
Yeah.
Hopefully they do sponsor.
Yeah.
And they invest. That would be very successful.
Yeah.
You know, I was telling Blocks from before exactly what Gidget had just said as far as the radio station giving them a proposal.
Uh-huh.
You know, so they could sponsor with radio ads and whatnot.
Yeah, you know what? We probably need to talk to the radio and Memphis has two channels in Memphis that we can deal with.
Okay. Also newspapers.
Walmart, y'all, because Walmart will give that. I mean, I have a relationship with Walmart.
Okay,
so
cool.
I'm telling you, they will participate.
Cool. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Walmart, that's great.
Yeah. Because who doesn't spend money at Walmart? Everybody does.
Right. I get you.
Their public relations person, Scott Richardson, is very good in sponsoring well-to-do activities, and he's not fickle about entertainment or anything like that, because he knows I'm sorry?
I said Sister Gidget, that's somebody you know?
Scott Richardson, yes. I work with him with some grassroots projects, so he funded a lot of things. Mm-hmm.
I got you. That's what's up.
Yeah. And he's in Arkansas, but he can pull the purse strings and allocate monies to go where he needs them to go.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool, man. That's cool.
Yeah, so because I'm getting him the sponsor.
I can almost tell you, I'm leaning towards Howie. Tell me, Tony Terry and Howard Hewitt.
Oh, my goodness.
You can't get Charlie Wilson cheaper than
that, man. I'll get Charlie Wilson too, but I'm looking at the prices.
Oh, okay.
That's a lot. That plays a big factor too, and the kind of time we got to get this sponsorship. That plays a big part.
Right.
Because if I don't make this sponsorship package real high, they don't mind sponsoring, so much. But if I turn around and try to go crazy with it because Charlie Wilson on there, then you're gonna have to wait because. They seem to put you on hold longer than what expected.
Okay.
In this situation, she talked about August and September. That's around the corner. So they want,
right,
like she said, that she want to get in her hands by Wednesday. So it must, they must got a meeting. She said she want to have this in her hand by Wednesday. So they must got a meeting on Thursday because she said she got to have it no matter what.
They have the meetings on Thursday. I could have told you that. All you got to do is...
She gave us a head up, so that's why this got to be by no later than Tuesday.
Let me tell you how it's going to go. Later on, when we really decide on what we're going to do, when we get this information to Tundra and she makes her decision, it's going to be a lot of people that are going to be on conference calls with us from the casino. It's not just Tundra. So you're going to have a couple more people involved with her, two of her partners with her, or she might have three. So I don't know which one is going to be because I really don't know what she's going to do when it comes to that. But you're going to have people involved. So you guys, this is something that you're going to get. I'm putting you guys on to some people in the casino, and these people are making great money, man. I'm not going to tell you what Tundra makes, but she makes great money because she does a lot of stuff for them. She's like one of the best promo people up there in Tillicum, Mississippi. They have like, there's about, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's like 10 or 11 casinos up there, if you didn't know. That's like Little Vegas, man, like Little Vegas. So with that being said, there are a lot of other casinos we can be with also because I'm also a member of a couple more. I'm a member of the Stardust, and I'm also a member of the Horseshoe. And when I say member, like I said, when I go to the crab table, I play big. I don't play a couple hundred dollars. I don't play that $1,000. I play big.
You need to stop gambling. What you need to stop doing.
No, so if I stop doing that, then basically my life stops because that's my only means of money right now coming to me. But
I got
a mission with God. Me and God have already spoke on it, and my hands are to the point where God takes care of me. He knows where I'm at. He knows where my mind's at.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, we'll have that discussion later.
Wow.
I guess she told you, Caesar.
I guess she did.
I guess so.
At the end of the day, it'll still be the same old thing. I got a mission to go on. My mission is not going to stop until I get my $1 million.
I'm going to talk about that later, too.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You guys, 9 minutes.
How much?
9 minutes.
I'm pretty much good.
Well, I might as well use his 9 minutes up.
Just make sure you get a Top Cat. Make sure you give me that sponsor. I mean that nonprofit.
Yeah.
Thing.
Okay.
I need that.
Okay.
Hey y'all, y'all need to listen to our show on Thursday, and y'all need to call in, Mr. Block.
I got you.
You not only need to listen to that show, but you need to listen to Vienna and my show that comes on Wednesday at 7 o'clock Central.
Yes.
What's the name of y'all's show on Wednesdays?
DJ Black Caesar and the Vienna Show. That's on Wednesday at 7 o'clock Central Time.
And what's your show, Gidget?
It's Nation Building on Thursdays at 8 o'clock.
Okay. 8 o'clock, well, Central Standards, that's Central Standards?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Caesar's on both shows.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
And you too, Vianna.
Yes, ma'am.
You be high side. I don't know why Vianna don't be on the phone. Everybody on the phone be from New York. I'll be the only one not from New York.
How old are you, Gidget?
I'm old enough to be mama sugar.
Don't believe that. Don't get that twisted. Don't believe that.
How old are you? It's not nice to ask her age, but I'll tell you if you tell me.
I asked you first.
I know you did, but you have to understand. If I tell you my age, that's a privilege. So
okay, and I'm gonna tell you something after you tell me age, and I'm gonna tell you something.
But I didn't say I was gonna tell you my age. You tell me how old you are first, and I will accommodate you.
No, I asked you first, lady first.
Saying that, boy, I'm not gonna do that. I'm older than Caesar. I put it like that.
How old are you, Caesar?
I can't tell you that.
I'm younger than me.
I'm younger than you.
Yeah, I'm young. I'm older than you, Caesar. I know I am.
Dude, you're not that old, man. You can't be that old.
Caesar, don't let me fool you.
You're the same age as her then. You're the same age as Gidget.
I think I'm probably older than Gidget too.
Okay, tell me this. Let's just do it like this. Are you between 50 and 60?
No.
Are you between 30 and 40?
No.
Dude, do you know how we are, man? We're old school, man, for real, all right?
Yeah, all right, okay.
I probably have shoes older than you.
Don't let the voice fool you now.
I'm
46 years old, young man. How old are you?
You said you what?
I'm 46. How old are you?
I'm around your age.
What?
I'm around your age.
You're about 28.
Yeah, probably
damn,
way around.
That's a compliment.
you said you weren't 35, so you can't be 35. You got to be younger than that. So I'll
that's
give
a compliment.
I'll give you 35. I'm over 40.
I'll put it to you like that.
You're over 40?
Yes, I am.
You just said you weren't over 30. You said you weren't
no,
over 35.
No, she said, am I between 30 and 40? I said, no. First she said 50 and 60. I said, no. Then she said 30 to 40. I said, no.
Oh, so if I would have said 20 to 50, you would have said yes.
I would have said yes.
Okay. All right. Okay.
How
I missed the deck. Excuse.
How old are you, Block?
I'm 42.
Oh, okay.
He a baby.
Yeah,
you
sure.
Hey, y'all,
yeah. I'm 43, man.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, what a day.
Hey, Deanna, how old are you?
You 21? Deanna's 21.
I wish I was 21. No, I just turned 40.
You just turned what?
40.
Okay.
Wow, so me and Ever, we the oldest ones.
No, Ever's the oldest one. You're not even close to Ever, man. You're not close to Ever. Top 10 to the class by itself.
That's why he's the top cat.
That's why he's top cat.
That's right.
Hey, y'all see the post on us today, Vienna?
Did I what?
See the post on us today?
No, I didn't.
Go to your page and check out the post. We actually made one of the websites that's one of the 400 top websites in the world right now. We're on there.
Really?
Yeah, we're on there. So that's going to help us out with traffic running to the website for us because everything is connected to the website.
Oh, okay. I'm on it now.
Cool.
Yeah, watch out for Block, boy. I'm getting ready to make a power move season.
Block, that's one of the guys that's going to basically come in to be a sponsor that's going to actually put somebody in this magazine. I'm just letting you know. So I told him what you guys need to do. You need to put him in your magazine, and he's going to put you in his magazine. So I already set that up.
Well, how big is his base is? That's number one.
This guy, like I said, he has the 400 top website in the world.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's what you're talking about. Oh, you're talking about that. I thought you were talking about somebody else who's...
No,
who
that's
just,
what I was talking about. That's what I was talking about.
I mean, no. What I'm asking you is, what kind of website do he have?
He has a registry, like a Top Cat.
Oh, okay.
But his is a lot bigger. And I'm not out there to make nobody messed up about anything, but his is a lot bigger, and he deals with a lot more people. But Top Cat is on level. He has a lot of people come to his website a day. Also, I get a lot of hits from Top Cat's site, but now my site is about to get a lot of hits from this guy's site, and this guy's cool.
Yeah,
this guy knows everybody in Hollywood. So what he's going to do is some of the interviews that you and I are going to get, Vienna, they're going to come from him.
Oh,
he's gonna
okay.
He's gonna give us some major interviews.
All right, good.
Yeah. Hey guys, well, we have 1 minute to go, and I'm gonna tell you right. We got 90 seconds to go, so I'm gonna get off the phone lines. I'm gonna shut everybody else down. So we probably need to pray out. Gidget, can you pray us out real quick?
Oh, not tonight.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to come to you and say thank you for a wonderful meeting. Thank you for the time we spent together. Thank you for all the understanding that everybody has at the end of this meeting. Thank you for everything you provided for us. Thank you for Tundra also, God. We thank you for that. Thank you for giving us this venue to put together. And thank you, God. I can't say thank you enough, man. You're a great God. I like you, God. Keep doing what you're doing, and we'll keep praising you. Thank you. Amen. All right, guys. I will talk to you later.
All right, talk to y'all later. Okay.
All right, Block. All right, Vienna.
All right,
okay.
Bye.
All right. Much love, y'all.